We have a six-year-old who has lost his privilege, who has lost his privileges for half of a day because he's only six, as opposed to 24 hours several times. Okay, as opposed to 24 hours several times the last few weeks. So because he's six, the family does 12 hours or half of a day instead of 24 hours because he's younger, which is very smart, I might add. When they're younger like that, just teaching the cause and effect and having a bigger whammy is the important thing. It doesn't have to be as big as the big kid's whammy. So I think that's very smart. But he's had this happen several times in the last few weeks. One day he kept dawdling so much that we went all the way through the rule of three again, and we had to start his time over. Is that okay to do with a six, almost seven-year-old? You mentioned before that it's rare that kids should lose 48 hours and that losing privileges for 24 hours should be the big whammy that you don't keep adding on to it. But if they keep not following instructions over and over, well, having lost their privileges for a length of time, then what do you do? Note, we are using the rule of three for not just screaming, yelling out of emotional control, but for repeated refusal to follow instructions, even if the child is in emotional control. Is that right? Yes, that is right. If they cannot follow instructions, and make sure that you say, this is an instruction, or I'm going to give you an instruction. Here it is. Use that vocabulary so that they are prepared to do what it is that you know that they can do, which is to follow the instruction. But that is what the rule of three is for. If they do not follow instructions, and if they will not follow instructions, no matter what it is, if it is, I need you to go make your bed, or I need you to take your dish over, or whatever it is, if they will not follow that instructions, even if they are not being wild and yelling, they are being defiant, and I would say probably passive-aggressive. They're trying to manipulate the situation by just not doing it. They don't want to go through the rule of three. They're hoping to get out of it that way. Very smart children, by the way. So, okay, so let's go back to the other part. So if I had a six-year-old and he was going to lose his privileges for half the day, or for 2 hours, or for whatever you determine for your young children, like ages 5 and 6, if he were going to lose his privileges for that time and he lost them, and then a half hour later or 20 minutes later, he was all of a sudden doing the same thing again and he was out of control and not following instructions, then I would say that what you do is you say, you know, it seems to me like you're still out of instructional control, so we cannot begin your 3 hours, 2 hours, whatever it is that you're using, or your 24 hours if they're older and they're able to handle that kind of a consequence. So they're not allowed to begin the time until they are in control. And what you need to do when you're pre-teaching the rule of three, if you start the rule of three again, let's say it's an hour later, and it really is a whole new issue, and make sure, in a way, that they're kind of, like, fed, that they don't miss meals, because that will help make it so it doesn't keep reoccurring. So if you have to teach it again later, an hour or so later, and you have to do the rule of three again, then you need to say, now keep in mind, you are already starting. You've already been through 1 hour of your 3 hours, you know, or whatever it is. And so you will have to start over again, and you will lose that time that you've already done. So I'm going to start the rule of three, okay? If you choose to follow the instruction, I'll know you're in instructional control, and you won't need to start over your time. So then you explain it to them in that way so that they can recognize what's going on. When someone is being emotional, one part of their brain is working. And the way that you disengage the emotional part of the brain that is taking over their actions is to engage the logical center in the brain, which is a different place. So So if you make sure that you let them know a few logical details, and that you know, as you're pre-teaching the rule of three, sometimes that will help them engage in the logical center. The boy in the previous example, the 8-year-old, has already proven he can take the logical center and turn off the emotional. Now he just has to buy in with his heart. So that's the switch there. So you're okay to start the hour over again. I do mention that it's rare for a child to often go 48 hours out of control. But what I probably was saying, and I'm trying to remember which reference you're referring to, what I probably was saying is sometimes a child will not actually be ready to follow instructions for a day or a half a day or 48 hours. I had one foster child who could go days when she first came here of being out of control. And then finally she would calm down and accept her 24 hours. And then she slowly got better and better and better. And that's what I was talking about. If they keep adding it on to a consequence and then they have to start over and start over because they keep messing up, that's okay, and that's actually a little bit more common than someone being able to have the endurance to stay emotionally out of control for 48 hours. So I think that's probably what I was saying, although I could have said it the other way too. Anyway, the things I would suggest are pre-teach a lot, pre-teach before, and like I said, just start over.